I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Now, time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh, yeah. All right, a little Bold Face Truth, Bold Face Lie for the two bald guys here. Hoff, what do you got for us on this Tuesday?
Well, boys, I had a show this weekend, and I brought up Mr. Aaron Judge. And Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth, we'll start with you, Sal. Aaron Judge will win the Triple Crown this year.
I'm going to say that is a bald face lie. I just feel like that's hard. Where are we at right now? You have the numbers where he's at?
He's 25 points above batting average.
Yeah.
He's two RBIs behind Devers with RBIs, and he's one home run behind the home run leader with,
I think he'll end up leading two out of the three, BT. I just feel like
it's tough.
Yeah, that's it. Other than that, though, I mean, if anybody's going to do it, I would bet Judge.
I would totally say bald-faced truth. I think this is the year where we're going to look back in years from now, and he's going to hit 358. That's not going to be his Miguel Cabrera average type of year. And so I do think that that's been the elusive part. It's been the batting average. I think he's been – I hit a couple in Colorado, but he's going to have 55 home runs-ish, maybe more. I'm going to have 135 RBIs, and I think the average will be there. So I'm going to say bald-faced truth. He's going to get it.
And the thing that bothers me, and maybe it's just because I'm not a Yankee fan, but I feel like I'm not – I feel like I take him for granted.
Yeah.
He's so good. Like, if this were any other play, I'd be like, oh, my God. Like, Alonso's start, in contrast. Wow, look at Pete Alonso starting like this. He's on fire. He's almost Judge-like. But obviously, we've seen him now fall off. And yet, when Judge does it, it's like, well, we expect him to dominate baseball. So the expectations are, even if they're exceeding the expectations, it's still, you just kind of expect it, so you take it for granted a little bit.
That's how you know you're special. I mean, the lack of acknowledgement, because we're so used, it's like we're desensitized to his greatness. It's a good point, but I try to enjoy him every night, but there's no doubt we expect this and whatever. It's amazing.
Underappreciated. Is he the best player in baseball?
Oh, no question, dude.
Who would...
Yeah, the only other person is Shohei Ohtani that people compare it to. But again, the guy hasn't thrown a ball in 2 years, so I really can't... I know he went 50-50 last year and 50 stolen bases, but he's also freaking lazy. He doesn't play the field. He better be stealing bases.
Yeah.
All right. BT.
Mm-hmm.
Bald face lie, bald face truth. The Mets are a better team trading away Mark Vientos for a pitcher and making Brett Beatty their everyday third baseman. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth.
I'm going to say bald-faced lie. First, I'm not going to abandon Vientos that quick. That's ridiculous. He looked great last year. I don't love what I'm seeing. And really, his year's been odd because there was a lack of engagement or hustle early in the year. You guys remember a couple bad looks. He got chastised by Bolt Lindor and the skipper. But I have to also keep both of those men here because I think that there's a good chance. Well, I mean, Pete's going to eventually be gone. So I think Vientos slides to first. I think Beatty, who's better equipped to play third. I'm looking to keep them, not get rid of them.
I would be lying to you if I said it did not cross my mind this weekend for the first time about trading Vientos.
With Vientos.
Yeah, now, twofold. Number one, I'm with you. I'm not ready to give up on him just yet. Also, I'm not selling low.
That's the point.
That'd be a major mistake.
Value's low.
But it would not, like, he has not been anywhere near the player that he was a year ago. Remember the expectations of what he was going to be in the big leagues, which is more in line with what he's doing now than what he did last year, coupled with Brett Beatty, even in a short period, look, forget about offensively, although offensively he's been very good here since coming back up, since being recalled. Defensively, he's playing gold glove third base. Like, that's not something that happens by accident or fluke. He is playing a confident, legit third base. I personally would pencil Brett Beatty into third base every day. Let's see what you have here. Once and for all, see what you have. And then I'd make Vientos the DH and see if he could get going. So I'm going to say a bald-faced lie.
Bald-faced truth.
No, I would not trade him. I still would not trade him.
Vientos?
No, I would not trade him. Okay. I'm going to say bald-faced lie for now. But I think the fact that I would even be open to it is very telling about... Like, if they were both at their peak, I still am not sure I would trade Vientos over Beatty at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just don't think Vientos will ever be the defensive player that Beatty is.
Yeah, and not at third base, he won't.
That's no. No. So, all right, so maybe you move Vientos to first in the event Pete's not there.
Yeah, he's got to justify by hitting more, though.
But for now, I would have Vientos be the primary DH. That's why I would not trade him.
And finally, bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Sal, the Knicks will bring back the same starting five next season, regardless of outcome in playoffs.
It's a good one, Huff.
It is a good one.
Very good one.
Now, which starting five are we talking about here?
There you go.
I mean,
that's why it's a good one. You pick one.
Well, you're talking about Brunson, counting Hart, Bridges, OG, and Cat.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I do not think the Knicks are going to bring back the same starting five, no. And even if you throw Mitchell Robinson in there, they can't. There's no way. So I'm going to say it's a bald-faced lie. They will not bring back the same starting five, regardless of the result. We know that they need to change something. They know they need to change at least one of the significant pieces needs to be altered.
Okay. I would change things up here. I don't know that they can. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns is under contract. So is Jalen Brunson. OG's got 250 million reasons why he's going nowhere. You gave up 5 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges. You going to really trade him? No, you're going to extend them, even if it's foolishly. I'm going to say, though, it's a bull-faced lie. They won't, because I don't think Josh Hart will start next year. He'll be on the team.
Who will?
I don't know.
Mitch,
I mean, going to be...
Right?
No. Somebody who's on a different team now. Like a different... A sniper, a guy that you can get for, you know, $12, $13, $15 million a year. Like a Nesmith type. Somebody like that.
Right.
You can't keep starting with Josh. I love Josh Hart. He's not an NBA starter on a team that's trying to win a championship. Maybe not.
Maybe somebody, and I love Josh Hart too.
I think
he's an integral part here. But maybe somebody that could, I don't know, shoot a three?
Yeah, of course.
More consistently. That's the thing it's a glaring weakness from the construction of this team. All right, that does it for Bald-Faced Lie. Good job there. Hoff, back to the calls. Rich is in South Jersey. What's up, Rich?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
All right, a week to go. Then I'm 86.
All right, Rich. You're getting there, getting closer.
A couple things. I didn't hear that BK said it, but I had the same thought. All year, they played like this. They didn't beat any good teams.
Yep.
I don't mind Brunson dribbling the ball, but he's got to take it less time. If it's not there, you can't take it down. All the other players are rushed.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning of the year, Cat was shooting over 55% from three, and they never give him the ball enough. Now it comes down to now. I can't see playing a whole year and the coach not running set plays for Cat. Not as the second option when Brunson can't make his move. He's got to have set plays for him. And obviously they can't be on the floor together. So at the end of the game, it's determined if you need offense or defense. If you need defense, like they need in one of the games, I think it was the second game when they had by, I don't know how many points with a couple of minutes to go. They had them both on the court. You take them both out.
Well, that might be a little tricky, Rich, and happy early birthday, buddy. You're going to be 86. That's awesome. All right, so he said a couple of interesting things, and the one thing is that jumped out to me was how it's the players aren't left with a lot of time once Jalen does give up the basketball, and he's right, and that's not going to change. See, the toughest thing for Jalen is that he's not tall and he's not explosive. So for Jalen Brunson, but he's amazing with his footwork and his leverage and his angles, but to get to his spot, to get off that little 5'8" floater that we've seen a million times when he's dancing around like Baryshnikov, the way he does that is by taking time because he has to set you up because he can't jump over you and he's not fast enough to go by you. And when that's happening, Sal, think about it. The other team scores a bucket, inbound the ball, 24-second shot clock starts. By the time he starts to initiate it, it's down to 17 or so. And now by the time he shoots it or doesn't, it's down to 5 or 4. That's a problem.
Yeah, I still love him and his offense.
I do too, but that's a problem.
It's at least consistent. You know what you're getting. Now it's on them to figure out how to work around that. That's why I thought it was imperative to get a big that stretched the floor. That's why I loved the Karl Anthony Towns trade. I know he can be more than just a big who can stretch the floor, but with the Knicks, they need him primarily to be a big that can stretch the floor. So I'm not sure why they don't do that more often, especially if you're going to have Mitchell Robinson in the game. But again, they just have too many guys. You know, Bridges can't shoot in the first half. Mitch is an offensive liability. Their stars are defensive liability. They have too many. They're starting two guard for the most part of the year. Josh Hart can't shoot. Like, they have too many
weaknesses. There's issues.
That's what I'm saying. I can't believe that they're actually here. Like, we talk about, we pick them apart like they're awful, but yet they're in the Eastern Conference Final. We'll come back, reset down with the King topic of the day. It is the Knicks ahead of game four tonight, 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the...
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.